Welcome back to the Paths series. So, because I previously covered Chaos Magic, I thought it important to have a look at one of the influences to that movement specifically. If you have looked into Chaos Magic with a serious eye, then you would have probably come across Robert Anton Wilson. And therefore, you would have probably read, or at least heard of, the Illuminatus trilogy. Or at least have read Prometheus Rising, which I seriously need to reread now that I have a proper context. So riding on those coattails, we therefore come across the very serious religion of Discordianism. So, please do not eat hot dog buns during this video unless you are watching it on a Friday. Welcome to my channel. You are entering the world of magic and mysticism with your host, Lee W. Johnson. Keep the lights on and help improve the channel by becoming a supporter for just $2.99 per month. Hit the join button. So, Discordianism. When you have been pondering the arcane for long enough, you tend to come across parody religions. A more recent one, having its birthing pains during the year of 2005, was Pastafarianism and the worship of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, otherwise just known as the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. A more recent one that I've come across is Clombadrevism. Clombadrevism, with the god Clombadrov and Gordon. So Clombadrov has been noted as being the flying spaghetti monster of TikTok. However, long before that, way back in the late 50s and or to the mid 60s, was Discordianism, or the creation, the birthing of Discordianism. What I really find interesting about these parody religions is that Pastafarianism, and I have no doubt that Clombadrevism will follow suit, have a much bigger following than Discordianism seemed to ever get. I could be wrong, however, but maybe it was the times they were created in. Maybe in the 60s people were less inclined to stand back and laugh at themselves, who knows. They didn't seem like a very serious crowd, but they may have been, who knows, I don't know. At least Discordianism worshipped an ancient deity, which brings me to another thing which I find likely to happen with these parody religions and their made-up gods. If you give them long enough, an egregore will be created. I have absolutely no doubt that the Flying Spaghetti Monster is already providing miracles for its many, many, many followers. Anyway, back to Discordianism. So the origins of Discordianism trace back to the late 1950s when two individuals, Gregory Hill and Kerry Wendell Thornley, also known by their Discordian names Malaclips the Younger, otherwise known as Mal 2, and Omar Khayyam Ravenhurst, respectively, began to develop the foundational principles of the movement. Their encounters with the counterculture of the time, or rather the overculture actually, coupled with a shared appreciation for absurdity and paradox, all came together to create the Principia Discordia, which was the book. A sacred text that serves as the cornerstone of Discordian philosophy, with its first edition being published in 1963. The Principia Discordia blends elements of satire, philosophy, and mythology. At its core, Discordianism espouses the idea of chaos as a fundamental force of nature, challenging traditional notions of order and control. Discordians celebrate the concept of the Aristic Principle, which asserts that chaos and discord are not only inevitable, but essential components of the universe. I must admit that I was one of those who believe that Robert Anton Wilson was in fact the author of Principia Discordia. The authorship and identity of Malaclips the Younger over the years has been speculated upon, and amongst them is Richard Nixon, Timothy Leary, and Wilson himself. At the end of the fourth edition, there is a conversation between a few members, and G.H. Hill is one of them, but then starts talking about the inclusion of certain characters in the Illuminous trilogy. The tone of the conversation does lead to the thought that Wilson was Hill, not to mention his words in the introduction of the fourth edition itself. But Gregory Hill was, in fact, a real person. At least that's what the evidence shows, unless it was an incredibly elaborate ruse, I don't know. But anyway, moving on. So Greg Hill described Mal'Tu, Malaclips the Younger, as a spirit sent into him by Eris that helped him write the Principia Discordia over the course of 10 years in his early adulthood. In 1994, Greg Hill and Omar Khayyam, just a couple facts for you, Greg Hill and Omar Khayyam Ravenhurst were inducted into the Order of the Pineapple. Okay. Central to Discordianism is the worship of Eris, the Greek goddess of chaos, strife, and discord, and known to the Romans as Discordia. And this is why I say that this is the one parody of religion that was actually based on an actual goddess. Eris serves as both a deity and a symbol, embodying the unpredictable and disruptive forces that shape existence. Discordians view Eris not as a malevolent figure, but as a mischievous trickster whose antics remind humanity of the absurdity inherent in life. Wish we had more of that. One of the most iconic stories in Discordian mythology is the Golden Apple of Discord. According to legend, Eris threw a golden apple inscribed with the word Callisti, meaning for the fairest, into a gathering of gods and goddesses, sparking a rivalry that ultimately led to the Trojan War. This myth serves as a potent metaphor for the chaotic and arbitrary nature of fate. I will, however, talk more about Eris in an upcoming Demon of the Week video, so definitely watch out for that one. It should come up in about 2 weeks, I think, doing Hecate and then Eris. All right, in Discordianism, the figure of the Fool occupies a central place in religious symbolism, drawing upon the archetype of the jester or trickster found in various cultures and traditions. Discordians embrace the Fool as a symbol of liberation, spontaneity, and creative expression. The Fool defies societal norms and expectations, challenging individuals to question authority and embrace their innate absurdity. Discordians often invoke the spirit of the Fool through the acts of Operation Mindfuck, a practice aimed at subverting conventional reality through humor and absurdity. From elaborate pranks to cryptic messages and nonsensical rituals, Operation Mindfuck encourages participants to disrupt the status quo and liberate themselves from the constraints of certainty and rationality. So, just when you thought there was no structure within Discordianism, we find the Five Commandments. This is found on page 0004 of Principia Discordia, which I will now read to you. The Five Commandments, or the Pentabarth. The Pentabarth was discovered by the hermit Apostle Zarephath in the fifth year of the Caterpillar. He found them carved in gilded stone while building a sun deck for his cave, but their import was lost, for they were written in a mysterious cipher. However, after 10 weeks and 11 hours of intensive scrutiny, he discerned that the message could be read by standing on his head and viewing it upside down. Know ye this, O man of faith. 1. There is no goddess but goddess, and she is your goddess. There is no Eresian movement but the Eresian movement, and it is the Eresian movement. And every golden apple core is the beloved home of a golden worm. 2. A Discordian shall always use the official Discordian document numbering system. 3. A Discordian is required during his early illumination to go off alone and partake joyously of a hot dog on a Friday. This devotive ceremony to remonstrate against the popular paganisms of the day, of Catholic Christendom, no meat on Friday, of Judaism, no meat of pork, of Hindic people, no meat of beef, of Buddhists, no meat of animal, and of Discordians, no hot dog buns. 4. A Discordian shall partake of no hot dog buns, for such was the solace of our goddess when she was confronted with the original snub. 5. A Discordian is prohibited of believing what he reads. It is so written, so be it. Hail Discordia, prosecutors will be transgressicuted. And as you can see, this is a very serious religion. However, if you are wondering if there is any dogma within Discordianism, you also have to ask the question, what about the Katma? Because if you have the dogma, you've got to have the Katma. So in practice, Discordianism does tend to lack formal rituals or organized institutions, but its influence can be found in various aspects of contemporary culture. Discordian themes and imagery have appeared in literature, music, art, and internet culture, inspiring a diverse array of individuals to question authority and challenge prevailing orthodoxies. Apart from Illuminatus Trilogy by Robert Shea and Robert Anton Wilson, you may recognize this influence in Monty Python, Mad Magazine, and for some of the old fogies like me, you may remember a brief run of a magazine, I think it was about 2 years, called Oink Magazine back in the late 80s. I loved that when I was a kid. While Discordianism may appear nonsensical, it is described as a parody religion. Its underlying message resonates with a profound truth. Life is inherently chaotic, and our attempts to impose order upon it are ultimately futile. Instead of resisting the chaotic currents of existence, Discordianism encourages us to celebrate them, embracing the absurdity of life with laughter and irreverence. And why the hell not? If you do want to read more about Discordianism, then the best place I can direct you to is it's a website, principiadiscordia.com. I'll put the link in the description if you want to go check that out. You can read Principia Discordia there, as well as the Black Iron Prison. And you can also find an extensive reading list on there with many, many, many PDFs from various Discordians. So it's a great place to go. All right. So, hail Eris. All hail Discordia. I had to include Discordianism, especially considering we had spoken about Chaos Magic. I actually discovered Discordianism after discovering Chaos Magic. Well, during the whole process, really, because, as I said, it definitely has an influence. It's just not mentioned that often, I don't think. But anyway. All right, so that is the past series for this month, and I'll see you next month with something else. Have a good one for now. Cheers, bye-bye.